Clyde Computers is the home of Apple on the far south coast.
Game on!
Game on!
G'day, Vault Hunters. It's time to jump back into the wild, wacky world of Borderlands. Grab your guns, grab your loot, because Borderlands Legendary Collection is out now on Nintendo Switch. The Borderlands Legendary Collection comes with three games. We're talking Borderlands Game of the Year Edition, Borderlands 2, and Borderlands the Pre-Sequel. Now, if you've already played the Borderlands series on maybe one, two, or three different consoles, you're probably thinking, why do I want to buy another variation of this game? Well, two reasons: portability and 100 plus hours of gameplay. That's right, there's so much more to do, and if that isn't tempting, I don't know what is. Now, if you're not familiar with the Borderlands series, you are in for a treat, especially since it's portable now. You can enjoy all these hours of gameplay. I've probably spent like over 300 hours playing this game, and it doesn't get old. Now let's get into the nuts and bolts of the game. You are set on the planet Pandora. You are a vault hunter. You are trying to beat Handsome Jack to the vault to score all those riches, and so he misses out. Now don't let that premise fool you, because this is a wild ride of a game series, and it's filled with crude humor, sarcasm, and lots of explosions, guns, and everything you could possibly want.
Totally kidding. Those guys.
Now let's take a look at the graphics. Now it does have its own unique style, heavy shading, so it's more like a comic book style. So if you're into schmick new high graphics, you're probably going to be a little bit disappointed, but it's well worth the gameplay. Trust me, you'll be stuck in this one, and it does improve as the games do go on. So going from Borderlands to Borderlands 2 and into the pre-sequel, it will improve. Be forgiving, Borderlands did come out over 10 years ago.
Oh, you want, screw you, it would have been hilarious if I found it earlier.
Now
shut
let's go
up.
Shoot some stuff with the gameplay. Now, it is an RPG shooter looter, so it's all about replacing your weapons as much as possible with newer, better, bigger, more crazy weapons. Trust me, it is a lot of fun once you get weapons that you shoot like a pistol and it explodes someone's arm off. You know, it's great stuff and you're gonna love it. It is co-op, so you can have two people playing locally, or you can have four people playing online. Now, it isn't an open world, but you get that open world feel because it's large areas you can explore, and there's plenty of vehicles, like a truck load of guns. Scratch that, a mountain load of guns. You just go for them. There's all these different combinations, and they just keep dropping. Now, side missions are where it's at with this kind of game, so explore as much as possible, and you'll find plenty of fun, quirky little side missions to get you through.
What a nice day. Just walking out in the sun, talking into my echo recorder, hoping skags don't ambush me and break my gun into four separate parts before eating them.
Yeah, quirky.
Hot tips.
Now, there's tons of different ways to play Borderlands, but there's some things I really do recommend. I do recommend going to the Borderlands Facebook page and giving a like, and also signing up to Shift. So you head to the Borderlands website, sign up to that, because you can redeem codes that they put up on their Facebook page, which gives you guns, loot, different skins, customizable heads, all that, and all you gotta do is type in a code and connect it to your account, and you got all this cool stuff for doing nothing.
Well done! Your ability to walk short distances without dying will be Handsome Jack's downfall.
Also, buying guns is completely useless in this game, in my opinion. You're gonna find tons of guns that are even stronger. By the time you buy a gun, the next person you kill will have a stronger gun. So I reckon just collect as much guns as possible. Sell those guns once they're useless to you and keep plowing for the game.
Break it down! Kill Jack, kill Jack, kill Jack, kill Jack, kill Jack, kill Jack. I'll pull my time too.
The only reason I would even consider buying a gun is if I'm stuck on a boss or something and there is a stronger gun sitting in the shop.
You know the hero's gonna win, but you just don't die quickly.
Now, I know this can get a little tedious, but I do recommend checking every box. Like, I'm talking every crate, every portaloo, everything, because they might have something that is useful or you can sell. Because the more money you have, the more upgrades you can do, like upgrading your backpack, your ammo loads, all that, it all becomes useful. So nothing is trash on Pandora. You just gotta use it right.
Minion! Let's go to 1,000 cuts!
Okay, maybe except for Claptrap. He is the one exception and is trash. It's freshly available on Nintendo Switch, so I highly recommend grabbing this one, especially for nostalgia for you past players or hopping into a new game series for you new players. Now, if you haven't managed to scrounge up enough money for a Switch and you're feeling a bit left out, head to Epic Games. They've got the Handsome Collection right now for free on PC until June 4. That's this week's episode of Game On, all thanks to Clark Computers, the home of Apple on the South Coast, where you can grab one of their fresh Apple notebooks with a very limited stock. So head to the Facebook page right now, check it out, and let me know if there's any games or tech you want me to check out. There's a way to contact me on the morning's page just above.
Game On!
Yeah, Game On!